Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm Ben, and I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight. We'll be hearing a gentle story of comfort and encouragement titled Lifter of My Head. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3, in the English Standard Version, says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head." This verse, along with other comforting Bible passages, will turn our gaze to the Lord tonight. We'll be touching on the subject of weariness, not as a discouraging thought, but as an encouragement to surrender to the one who gives you strength. Let this sleep story remind you that you don't have to do it all. You don't have to meet every need or take care of every responsibility. My friend, there's only one you, and you cannot be everything to everyone. God does not expect that of you. So, tonight, find great peace in knowing there is an endless supply of strength for your journey. It's okay to let some things go. In fact, Jesus invites you to surrender everything to Him. As you hear the encouraging words of the Scriptures tonight, let them fill you with a renewed sense of strength in the Lord. Let this be a time of letting go of all that burdens you, of all that holds you back, of all that keeps you down. Allow the Father to be the lifter of your head, gently holding your face in the palm of His hand and fixing your gaze on Him. As you fall asleep, let the radiance of His love cover you. My prayer is that you'll find true comfort and rest tonight as you hear the words of the psalmist. "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head." Take a few moments to settle into bed and make yourself comfortable. Rest here in the quietness of the room for several seconds. As the busyness of the day fades away, become aware of the presence of God with you tonight. If you don't feel His presence, simply say, "Lord, please be with me." With your eyes closed, take a slow, deep breath. Let your inhale be symbolic of the breath of God over you. Let your exhale represent your full surrender to His presence. He gives you peace in place of anxiety. He gives you joy in place of sorrow. He gives you goodness in place of hardship. Receive all that the Holy Spirit gives you tonight. You are surrounded by His gentleness and covered in His love. Allow your head to sink deeper into the pillow and feel your limbs grow heavy. Continue inhaling and exhaling, letting your breath fall into a peaceful pattern that eventually ushers you into a state of sleep. Praise the Lord for giving you rest, a break from busyness, and a respite from responsibility. As you rest here, feel your muscles start to relax, from the tops of your shoulders to the bottom of your feet. You feel the presence of the Holy Spirit easing your mind and filling your thoughts with precious promises. Your breathing becomes a steady flow of contentedness as you find true rest tonight. Nothing is more important than remaining in sweet communion with the Lord. Feel the closeness you have with God, the fellowship you have with His Spirit, the oneness you have in Jesus. He is your strength and your peace, the lifter of your head. Holy God, we come to you tonight weary from the day. Lord, we sometimes feel overwhelmed by our responsibilities, and we need to be reminded that you are our strength. Please be the source of strength for this precious listener tonight. As they seek you, let them be assured by the presence of your Spirit. As they lay their weary head on the pillow, let them feel the comfort of your love. With each breath they take, please fill them with certainty that you are with them. Lord, I specifically ask you to be the lifter of their head tonight, as the psalmist said. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. In their weariness, help this child receive an extra measure of peace and comfort. Fill them with the peace that goes beyond their understanding. We commit this sleep story to you, Lord, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. When David penned the words of Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, he asked a question that many of us have pondered ourselves. He said, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" The vastness of the universe might cause us to wonder how God can love each of us individually. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Surely God is too busy to care about what concerns us. Yet the Bible tells us differently. In the words of Jesus, we hear, "The very hairs of your head are all numbered." Let these words sink in for a moment. Every detail of your life, your thoughts, hopes, goals, and dreams is known by the living God. Jesus followed this by saying, "You are worth more than many sparrows." He was referring to the statement he made in Luke chapter 12, verse 6, when he said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God." Not one of them is forgotten. My friend, you are not forgotten. Even when you stand beneath the canopy of the night sky, in all its wondrous display, you might feel small, but you are not forgotten. There is a God who sees you, knows you, and loves you. Yes, He is the one who spoke everything into existence, who scattered countless stars across the heavens and formed galaxies beyond our reach. But He is also the God who fashioned you in His image and breathed life into your lungs. He made you for such a time as this. Continue to rest peacefully as I pray over you. Heavenly Father, please incline your heart to this listener tonight as they long to feel your presence and know that you care. Lord, help them understand their significance in this world and their divine purpose for your glory. Please fill them with a renewed sense of joy and wonder for what you have prepared in advance for them to do. As Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Lord, please lift this child's head and turn their gaze to you. Be their strength and shield. In Jesus' holy name. Now, listen again to our verse from Psalm chapter 3. "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head." Feel the Lord shielding you tonight. As you rest in His presence, feel His protection and peace. The Bible says, "He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. He covers you with favor as with a shield. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart." Be surrounded by the fortress of God's love, His glory, His goodness, His peace. He is the lifter of your head. When your strength is gone and you are too weary to look up, He gently lifts your chin to fix your gaze on Him. Just as a father lifts his child's eyes to meet his own, wiping away their tears and offering words of comfort, so your Father comforts you. You are worth more than many sparrows. Your life is not hidden from Him. He knows the number of hairs on your head. The Lord says, "I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation." Rest in the unfailing promises of God, who rescues those who love Him, protects those who trust Him, and answers those who call on Him. Allow your heart to call His name. From the depths of your soul, call on Jesus. Just as He hears the song of each sparrow, He hears the song of your heart. Rest for a moment in the imagery of a sparrow finding a place to nest for the night. As the day comes to a close, she sings one final song. Hear the faint trill of the songbird as she gives her final call for the day. The flutter of her wings indicates her flight from one tree to another, finding the best place to rest, sheltered from harm. Her brown feathers allow her to camouflage with her surroundings, providing an extra measure of protection. Let this picture remind you that you are hidden in Christ, camouflaged in His light, and robed in righteousness. The prophet Isaiah once said, "I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God. For He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness." Just as the sparrow has been clothed in feathers that blend in with her surroundings, we have been clothed in the garments of salvation. Our covering is in Christ alone. His righteousness, holiness, and peace. The tiny bird nestles down in her bed, made from soft grasses, twigs, and leaves. The remarkable thing about this is God created her with the knowledge of knowing where to find materials from nature and gather them to form a nest. He cares even for the sparrow, providing a warm, dry place to sleep. Rest now in the warmth of your bed, in the shelter of your home. All that you have has been provided by the one who loves you and cares about you. Many of the things we have, we overlook or take for granted. Yet, these comforts have been gifted to us by our loving Creator. As James chapter 1, verse 17 reminds us, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Receive this time of sheltered rest as a gift from the Father, sent from above. In Him, there is no shadow of turning. There is no change in His character. He is constant, reliable, faithful, and steadfast. He is the one you can turn to at any time and know He is there. Let's turn to Him now in quiet prayer. Holy God, thank You for Your changeless nature, Your faithful presence, and Your constant attention. Lord, please guide this beloved child into a deep and restful sleep. Help them surrender all weariness to You and be restored tonight. Thank You for providing tender mercies over them, reminding them that Your mercies are new every morning. And thank You, Lord, for being the lifter of their head. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Psalm 3, verse 3, in the New Living Translation, says, "But You, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high." To hold something high can mean to hold in high regard. Imagine God holding you in high regard, not because of the things you've done, but because of His immeasurable love for you. You are His creation, made to love and serve Him. There is no greater honor than to serve the living God. Let every breath you take be a recommitment to your Father in heaven, to love Him and serve Him with your whole heart. Remember the words of John in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Not burdensome. Let this phrase flow over you tonight, relieving you of every burden and strain. You are free to serve the living God with the joy and peace of the Holy Spirit within you. When you grow tired and weary, you only need to rest in your Father's love and let Him be the lifter of your head. Feel His gentle hand lifting your chin and fixing your gaze on Him. See the kindness in His eyes. Eyes that view you as clothed in the righteousness of His Son. Hear His words of comfort, saying, "You are mine." As the popular chorus goes, "From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God." Rest securely as a precious child of God. You are welcomed into His family through the free gift of salvation. The blood of Jesus flows in your veins. You are His. Hear the sweet whisper of the Holy Spirit saying, "You are mine." Though you are too tired to lift your head, your soul responds with an overflow of joy. In the joy of God's presence, be lulled into a peaceful night's sleep, dreaming of the Father who loves you and cares for you. The Apostle Paul once prayed for the church in Ephesus, saying, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." My friend, this is my prayer for you tonight, that you will be rooted and established in the love of God. I pray that you will have the Holy Spirit's power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is Christ's love for you. And I pray that you will know that God's love surpasses all knowledge and understanding. Be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God tonight. It is the fullness of His presence that fills your heart to be full, overflowing with worship and praise to His holy name. Your spirit is lifted by God's Spirit to view things from a heavenly perspective, an eternal view that gives you great hope and joy for the future. Early Christian author S.D. Gordon once wrote, joy has its springs deep down inside. And that spring never runs dry, no matter what happens. Only Jesus gives that joy. He had joy, singing its music within, even under the shadow of the cross. Let the deep well of God's joy spring up in your heart. It's a spring that never runs dry. In Jesus, you have joy for today and bright hope for tomorrow. In Psalm 121, the psalmist says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." When life is keeping you down, lift your thoughts to a peaceful place, a scene that reminds you that God is your very present help in times of trouble. He will not let your foot be moved. He will guide you steadfastly, holding you and keeping you close. Even as you sleep tonight, the Lord will be faithful to watch over you. He does not sleep. He does not grow weary. He is a constant presence in your life. In Malachi chapter 3, God says, "I, the Lord, do not change." Let those words comfort you. The Lord does not change. He is an abiding, continual, and present help for you. Rest in the gentle care of the Father, for as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Your home is with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your dwelling place is in his presence. Your shelter is beneath his wings. Be held by your heavenly Father, the one who guards your life and provides a place of safety and peace. The sparrow has found her place of rest, hidden in the branches of the tree. She sleeps soundly, safe from harm, for she trusts in her Maker. In a few hours, she will sing her morning song, a cheerful melody that awakens with the dawn. But for now, she burrows in the nest, cuddled by a bedding of soft grass and leaves. Camouflaged from the world, she sleeps soundly through the night. Sleep soundly in the quiet hush of the room, surrounded by God's Spirit. Hear the words. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. In the softest whisper, he calls you by name. He draws you near. He lifts your weary head and says, "I am here." What a gentle Savior we have. A Savior who invites you to abide in him. Continue to abide in Jesus, your shield, your glory, and the lifter of your head. Gracious God, thank you for your comfort tonight. As this child rests securely in your presence, please remain with them through every hour, filling their dreams with peaceful images of the sparrow flying from branch to branch and finding shelter in her nest. Let this picture remind them that you provide shelter as they sleep. Please restore their weary souls and give them the refreshment they need for the day ahead. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. My hope is that you have been deeply comforted by this sleep story tonight. As you heard the words from the scriptures, I pray you were filled with renewed hope and joy. Continue to rest in the Father's love tonight, knowing He cares for you. He will never stop caring for you. Your Heavenly Father is unchanging, unflinching, and unwavering in His love for you. He is your shield of protection, the glory that surrounds you, and the one who lifts your weary head. Thank you again for listening, and as always, continue to abide in Christ.